Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Looking up at my screen, Darren Fahill, the news channels this morning carrying pictures of a very happy Lionel Messi carrying the World Cup and a medal around his neck, arriving in Buenos Aires. They're home then, yes?
Yes, home the heroes, Gavin. They certainly are after beating France in the World Cup final on Sunday. Actually touched down in Argentina in the early hours of this morning, just after 3 a.m. their time. The squad, they'll officially begin their homecoming around lunchtime, Irish time, through the streets of the capital.
They're not playing the Carabao Cup then, no?
No surprise, though. Tens upon tens of thousands already lining the streets at this crazy hour of the morning. You get the feeling it's going to be some day over there, don't you? Extraordinary scenes. The World Cup might be over. You mentioned the Carabao Cup, the English League Cup. The World Cup might be over, but we're going to see a swift return to action. Not just in the UK, the top leagues all around Europe. Four games tonight in that League Cup, five Premier League teams involved. Leicester travel to MK Dons, Newcastle host Bournemouth, it's Southampton against Lincoln, Wolves meet Gillingham, and very hard to get away from the World Cup chat throughout yesterday's pre-match press conferences. Highly unlikely we're ever going to see Lionel Messi play in the Premier League, I think, but that didn't stop one cheeky reporter asking the Newcastle manager, Eddie Howe, was he interested in signing him in January?
Great story for him, and I think, I think it's sort of, not that I think he needed it, because for me he's one of the greats anyway, but I think for maybe for other people, for that World Cup win to add to what he's already achieved, I think it's truly incredible, and I think just the way he conducts himself, really, great to see him at the end with his family and his kids on the pitch, and just great scenes for him personally and for Argentina.
If he was available in January, would you be keen on a move for him?
Keith, come on. You're starting that one. But no, he's a world-class talent, and I think you can see that age hasn't diminished his attributes. You know, he's never relied purely on pace. He's got the touches and the skills, and I think it was the second goal for me was a real thing of beauty. I love watching that goal. And he was integral to that.
He didn't say no, did he?
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Ronaldo's still available, isn't he?
Yeah, no rest for these players, Gavin. And I think Messi, due back in PSG, they actually return to action on the 28th of December. Now, I'm sure Lionel Messi will get an extra week or two off having won the World Cup. But you wonder the impact, the emotion and the physical demands of playing in the World Cup, especially the players that got to the latter stages, what that impact will have on them and then the top teams who they play for in the various leagues around Europe. I think that's one worth watching. Sheffield United remain second in the Championship. 2-1 win against Wigan. Now 3 points off top spot. Great to see Irish international John Egan among the goals. Sheffield United remain second in the Championship for now. And great to see John scoring. He headed in the first goal and admitted afterwards that set piece, although he scored, didn't quite go to plan.
Yeah, we do a lot of work on it, but the funny thing about that one is it was meant to go to the back post, but Ollie under hit it and I gambled, so yeah, it's about time I scored the season, really. I've had a few chances, lucky to score a goal tonight, and you know, hopefully I can get a few more moving forward. You know, the goal kind of gives them a bit of momentum. It's always tough when you're 2-0 up and you concede, because, you know, the momentum is with the other team. But, you know, we show good character to weather the storm and see the game out. You know, it's a good 3 points on the road, and, you know, we move on to next week now.
John, how crucial is this Christmas period going to be with the games coming up in quick succession?
Huge, yeah. Every period is crucial. You know, we just look to the next game. We know there's a lot of them coming up now in the next couple of weeks. So look ahead to Coventry now, next week. And, you know, we need to try and keep this momentum going and keep picking up results.
Former Irish assistant manager Eileen Gleeson has stepped away from her role as manager of Glasgow City. The Dubliner had taken a career break from a full-time job to take this role in 2021, but her employers require her to return for operational reasons. She leaves Glasgow top of the table in Scotland. In transfer news, Shamrock Rovers have signed another player, another young Irish talent, under-19 international Melissa O'Kane from Athlone Town. Looks like Cork Hurlers will be without Mark Coleman for the season ahead. He has suffered a knee injury. He captained the side last season. And Tipperary and Offaly hurling teams are facing fines and a warning as to their future conduct after it was found they arranged a challenge match in recent weeks. Now, these sort of games are banned between inter-county sides until the 1st of January. The Irish Independent, I was flicking through it this morning, and I see that they've been fined €250 each. So Offaly and Tipperary ball boys at the minute. In rugby, Steve Borthwick has been appointed as the new England head coach on a five-year deal. His first game in charge will be against Scotland on the 4th of February in the Six Nations. The RFU chief executive, Bill Sweeney, feels the right decision was made in sacking Eddie Jones.
No problem with the relationship, and like Steve, we were in contact afterwards, and I hope that continues. So absolutely no issue in terms of the personal relationship, but the results were just not as we'd hoped for and as we expected, and we felt we needed more momentum and more thrust going into 2023.
And finally, in horse racing news, Galopin de Champ romped to victory to claim the Grade 1 John Durkin Chase of Punchestown, ridden by Paul Townend and trained by Willie Mullins. Serious run and already looks the one to beat at the Cheltenham Gold Cup next spring. Racing today takes place at Naas. The action starts at 12:05.